698, go ahead.
I have a question. My question is, if you are under the suspicion, if I am under the suspicion that the two people that I just had on the bus, that they sold a bunch of stuff from Burlington Coat Factory, because as I was en route with those people on my bus, I saw a bunch of security, they got tags and those security tags on their pants, and it just looked really shady. What should I do?
So, people boarded with clothes that still had tags on them? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I've seen that before, but now I'm kind of, second-guessing myself. I think, is there like a no bag, or you got to buy a bag from some of those department stores because it's a no bag, something, Oregon law or something?
I have no idea. But they're on camera, so if police ends up needing the tapes, they know where to pull them.
Copy that. I mean, it's one thing to have a paper tag hanging from a clothing item, but it's a whole other deal if they have the security tag that needs to be removed from their devices on their counters, as in the clothing department. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I know that sometimes they forget to take those off as well. Yeah.
All right, well, they've boarded my bus before since I've been on this route, and it just doesn't feel right. So I just wanted your opinion on what I should do or do anything at all.
For you, go ahead and just continue rolling. I'll see if there's something else I need to do about it.
All right, copy that. I did drop them off at that one stop right there on Hayden Island by the bottle drop. So just FYI, two African-American, male and female.
All right, copy that. 1338.